You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Let's start with a question. Have you ever seen someone throw away something precious just for a fleeting moment of pleasure? A reputation, a relationship, even their self-respect? Why does that happen? Imam Ali alayhi salam gives us a deep answer in just a few words. One who sees their soul as noble, their desires become small in their eyes. Let that sink in. We all have desires as part of being human. But the difference lies in how we see ourselves. If you know your soul is noble, high, valuable, you won't let it be degraded or dragged by cheap urges. It's like someone who owns a rare gem. They won't trade it for plastic. Not because the plastic isn't shiny, but because they know what they have. Modern psychology speaks about self-concept. How you see yourself shapes what you settle for. If you think you're not worth much, you let low urges run your life. But if you feel dignity, purpose, spiritual worth, you'll choose differently. Not because you can't chase desires, but because you've outgrown them. The Quran's perspective is, and as for the one who feared standing before their Lord and restrained their soul from base desires, then surely paradise is their home. This verse speaks to the same truth. It's not about killing your desires. It's about knowing your soul is made for more. So it's not also, it's about self-esteem. It's not about arrogance. It's not being over-proud. It's valuing yourself highly and degrading yourself for low desires. You're much more than just a grazing animal. You're not weak because you have desires. You're strong when you don't let them own you. So the next time a desire whispers, "Come on, no one will know," blah blah, answer it with the voice of dignity. "My soul is too noble to be sold so cheap." So, as you can see in the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, each and every one of them has lived with dignity. And I highly recommend that you go and study their lives even more than before. Through that, inshallah, we'll be inspired to live in dignity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.